No doubt the others are in as good a state of repair.
Wrong, friend. Jake felt a pang of dismay that he had given this fancy lad a demonstration of the vehicle's value. This is the only one that will run, and listen to her knock. Sounds like a mad carpenter.
He reached under the cowling and earthed the magneto. In the sudden silence as the engine died, he said loudly,
Junk.
He gathered his tools and ambled off towards the gates.
You not bidding then, old chap?
The Englishman had fallen into step beside him.
Are you?
Now, what would I do with 5 broken-down armoured cars?
The man laughed.
Yankee, are you? Texas, what?
You've been reading my mail.
Engineer?
I try.
Buy your drink?
Give me the money instead. I've got a train to catch.
The elegant stranger laughed again as Jake walked away.
Godspeed, then, old chap.
Major Gareth Swales was not at all surprised to see the big American entering the works yard gates once more, in a manner which was obviously intended to be unobtrusive, but reminded him of Jack Dempsey sidling furtively into an old lady's tea party. Sat in the shade of the mangoes, Gareth had set aside his straw hat. His hair was meticulously trimmed, shining softly golden with just a sparkle of silver at